Zakt the Heilige Mishnah weiter. Masecht is the Mai, Peri Gimel Mishnah Vav. So we had giving your food to a grinder, we had giving your food to an innkeeper, and now we have giving your food to your mother-in-law. Zakt the Mishnah. Hanoisein Lachamoisei, someone gives, again, raw ingredients to his mother-in-law. Unfortunately, she is the wife of an Am Haaretz. That's how Rashi explains in the Masechtas Gittin. Now, the son-in-law would like his mother-in-law to cook these ingredients for him, his own ingredients. Maybe cook it, maybe bake it. Similar to the pundikus. Here's the raw food. She offers to cook supper. Zakta Mishnah Ma'isres, Shu Naisin-law, he has to take off Ma'isres on what he gives her. When she gets that it has to have already been ma'isered, the es shuhin oitel mimena, and he has to take ma'isers off again when he gets it back from her. Why? Neshi chashuda, she is suspect, lachloiv, to exchange es hamiskalkel, what spoils. With a mother-in-law, here's the chash. She's very proud, her son-in-law gave her the food, she's going to cook it for him. What if the food doesn't come out so good? What if it burnt? What if she put in too much salt, too much pepper, too little? She's going to say, oh, I can't give this to my son-in-law. And she's going to exchange the food with her own food without telling him. She's going to say, here it is. She'd be so proud to come out and serve him. And meanwhile, so she'll eat the burnt cake. You know, the cake that doesn't have such good ingredients inside, rechweiss, or the cooked vegetables that had too much salt or too little salt. She'll take that for herself and give her son-in-law from her own. That's why I want to make sure that what she eats, ma'isers were taken from, and what I'm getting, I should take off ma'isers from. So you just told me that in Am Haaretz doesn't exchange foods. How come the mother-in-law does? I'm Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda explained why. Because roitzi b'takanas bita. She doesn't want her daughter to eat food that's not so good. And maybe her son-in-law, she's not so worried that he should eat food that's not so good, but the ma'aser, she's embarrassed. So Raitzi b'takanas bita, Chazal are dissecting exactly what she's thinking. When it comes to her daughter, oh, Nebuch, I don't want my shefalit to eat food that's not so good. As far as her son-in-law is concerned, so ubaisha mechasana, she's embarrassed of her son-in-law. She wants him to get a perfect food. The Bat Tanura explains something to Yerushalmi that the beginning of the mission is also Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda is explaining the reason. It's not a new sheet to hear. Zak the Mishnah weiter, umayda Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda would be maida. If someone gives his mother-in-law something to bake or cook, shvius during a shmitah year, she'ena chashuda lahachlev, we're not going to suspect her. She's going to switch it, or lahachal as bita, and then she'll wind up serving her daughter, shvius peiros a shmitah year, because the yisurim of shmitah was something that even the Amir Ratzim are very careful with, and for sure, she wouldn't want her daughter to be nechshel in it. So lemaisa, if someone gives his mother-in-law, who is the wife of an Am Haaretz, bread to bake or a tashel to cook, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to worry. She may switch it only because she wants her daughter to have the best and she's embarrassed of her son-in-law. And therefore, you have to take off ma'isers before you give the raw ingredients and after you get back the final cooked or baked product. When it comes to Shilas and Shemitah, when that's good, she's going to switch it because even the Amiratzim are very careful when it came to Shemitah.